The organisation of a trade fair begins with the renting of the exhibition centre in the town where the fair will take place. Once the organisers know the number of square metres available to them, they can canvass for clients to hire stands during the fair. The multinationals book the largest stands because they've got more clients to see. The smaller companies only take up a few square metres. Before a trade fair, every company must prepare the sales documents that it wishes to show to potential customers. Typing mistakes or bad colour reproduction would immediately make a bad impression. The trade fair is taking place in Jakarta, in Indonesia. The sales representatives have to collect their passes from the reception desk. Some sales reps have already begun their demonstrations, trying to highlight the products and services their company is offering. Even if they're representing different companies, the sales reps all do the same job. A trade fair is a succession of appointments, meetings, and demonstrations. There's no let-up. For this man, the day begins at 9 o'clock with the representative of an Australian distributor. It continues at 10 with a potential client keen to clinch a distribution agreement. Another appointment's been arranged for 11. The sales reps get used to the jet lag quickly, but never to the fatigue of a trade fair's first day. They are exhausted from their to-ing and fro-ing, and from repeating the same thing 1,000 times. There's no rest at lunchtime either for this rep, who's invited his clients to a restaurant to discuss business. It's often here that the foundations for new contracts are laid. What a pity to have travelled so many miles and not be able to visit the country. The mobile phone is an essential tool at a trade fair, but it can be annoying when your colleagues on the other side of the world call at 2 in the morning because they've forgotten about the time difference. Come the evening, the sales rep meets his clients for dinner. The evening begins in the restaurant with a bottle of champagne. Everyone's satisfied because the terms of the freshly signed contract prove advantageous for both parties. Once the trade fair's over, the entire sales team returns to the company headquarters. The chairman is delighted to learn that the products have won prizes and that numerous contracts have been signed.